Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is Wednesday, March the 6th, and it's been a good but cold week. I don't know where you guys are from. I'm up in Canada. Been a cold winter. That's okay, although I do find that the weather can definitely affect mood, kind of like how some other external factors can, which I wanted to chat a little bit about today. But yeah, I mean, you can just tell, right? When it's summer, or if you're in a warmer country in the winter, and you're getting your vitamin D, you're getting outside, getting a lot of fresh air, you just seem to have more energy. And I definitely feel the difference in the winter. And so I think the plan for next winter is going to be, as long as things keep going well, you know, with my firm, revenue's going strong. Most of my work is still remote, so I would think to spend a few months of the winter. You know, if you're working remote, you got to take advantage of it, right? So take advantage of it, maybe spend January, February somewhere warmer, set the energy levels a little higher. And so I figured I'd just talk about that, because not only is the weather an external factor that can affect or guide your performance, but I found over the last year and a half, I find it so different between people who work full-time, maybe not everyone, I don't want to make this a generalization, but people who work just full-time in a, you know, let's say a 9-to-5, and entrepreneurs or side hustlers, that there tends to be a little more focus from the latter group, so the entrepreneurs and the side hustlers, on things like routines, morning, evening routines, self-development and things like that. And over the last year or so, I've developed some pretty good habits. I just finished my morning routine, and it consists of about 10 minutes of stretching, about 10 minutes of meditation, and then 3 to 4 times a week I'll also do a quick workout from home in the morning: push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, jumping jacks, like things you can do at home with either light weights or a pull-up bar, stuff like that. Just quick 20 minutes, and it just sets you up so much better for success, kind of, especially the meditation, the stretching, you have the music on, stuff like that, clears your mind instead of the alarm going off. And this applies for everyone, right? It doesn't matter where you work, who you work for, how you're working. When you wake up, if the first thing you do is reach over and check your phone, and then you're scrolling, and then you got the blue light in your face, and then you know, internet, things going, you know, all notifications going off in your head, I just don't think it's a good way to start the day. So I kind of like to ramp up slow. So 10 minutes of stretching, A, it's good for your body, B, you're just kind of laying there relaxing. I put music on, 10 minutes of meditation just to calm the mind down, focus on breathing. I find meditation to be really, really helpful. That's been one of the biggest difference makers in the last 6 months for me. I tend to, especially at night, especially if it's been a busy business day, have a tough time transitioning from thinking, moving, doing all day to just relaxing and then ultimately going to sleep. So I find the meditation to be huge. I highly recommend it to anyone, whether you're having trouble sleeping, whether your mind just races a lot, if you're an anxious person, if you're an impatient person, just doing 10 minutes a day. I try to do it twice a day. So I'll do 10 minutes in the morning, and then most nights, if I don't have plans that kind of keep me out late, then I will do 10 minutes at night as well. And I use an app called Insight Timer. I've tried a bunch of them. There's a bunch of good ones: Calm, Headspace. I've settled on Insight Timer. It's free. Well, there's a free version with a ton of stuff available for free. So the free version's really good. And, excuse me. And highly recommend it. If you don't do meditation, it doesn't have to be a big commitment, but meditation and journaling I find to be two of the most important things if you want to assist yourself in the mental health area. So I take a sip from the J mug. So I highly recommend it. I highly recommend putting into place some type of morning routine, because it'll help slowly ramp you up. And I mean, the good thing, especially for a setup like mine, is like I like doing the daily videos the first thing, like before I hit my emails and stuff. And if I were to just wake up, check my phone, roll out of bed, and sit in front of the laptop and try to record, I don't even know where my mind would be, and I wouldn't know what to do, and my thoughts might be a little disorganized. But when I, with my morning routine, I have a slow start, I stretch, I meditate, I do a bit of a workout, I get the blood flowing, I start thinking about stuff, kind of slowly ramping up. And then by the time I get in front of the laptop and pull it open, and I already have things in my head. I'm like, oh, you know, this would, or I've been thinking about it for a few minutes, maybe while working out, like, oh, I should talk about this, I should talk about that, whatever. So I just find it much easier. Not only is it a better start, but it eases you into the rest of the day much better. And let's say then after my routine, I hit my email list, or sorry, I hit my inbox, and I'm just in a better place mentally, right? I haven't just rolled out of bed. I'm grumpy, I'm groggy, or I'm checking my email in my bed. It's like, oh, I've been up for an hour already. I've done a whole bunch of stuff. I've been productive. I'm in a good mood. And now let's tackle the day. So anyways, hitting the 6-minute mark here. That's it for the SG Daily episode 11, I believe. 11 or 12? I think 12. And hope you're having a good week. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care.